All right, let's give everybody one more giant hand. You guys are amazing. Even the Grinch got happy today. That's a miracle. And I'm pretty sure JP went back to boy band days. You guys didn't know he was in a boy band? My prayer is, can you hand me one of those dream cards if you would? Thank you so much. Next Sunday, we want you guys to take these. So take these with you, fill them out, come back next week, and we're going to be taking the last part of our service next week, and we're going to be praying over all of you guys and families. Every one of us has a dream, all of us. I would assume all of us want 2020 to be amazing and filled with love, joy, peace, prosperity, blessing, favor, goodness. Yes? How many of you guys know that won't just happen because you make a New Year's resolution and hope? Right? It takes work. One thing that I've learned about joy is found in Jesus. You can't have biblical, true fulfillment called joy without Jesus. Everybody, it's a spirit thing. Amen? You can get happy for a minute in life. You can see things happen and get all excited. But to wake up when things aren't going very good and still have joy is amazing. And that only happens when you really know Jesus. And so my prayer as we come into 2020 is that all of us would actually grow in every area of our life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. And that means we got to deal with our junk sometimes. Amen? How many of you guys want more joy next year for real? Like, for real. I was sharing with a guy that's been in our church for years after first service. And it's been so fun to watch the transformation of his life, mine, and many of you guys. We've actually been learning how to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Everybody say joy. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What I found is when you can get the first three of those, which are gifts from Papa, love, joy, and peace, all of a sudden you can start walking in the other areas of the fruit. But if we don't learn to not only learn how to love Papa, but this is what I've learned this last year especially. For you and I to get to the place of really having joy, you've got to learn how to love yourself. Some of us don't love ourselves very good. And I had this great conversation with this guy, and he's pretty close to my age. He's like 42. It's like, you guys are stealing my joy. You guys aren't cool at all. And it was really fun because as we sat and just talked about our year for a minute, it hit me like, for real, as I'm learning to sit with Jesus every day, and let me just tell you, if you really want joy, then you write some things down on this card that are going to bring some disciplines of how you are going to sit with Jesus more this next year, because that's the key to joy. And if you say, well, I'm busy and I work, I get it. I know we're all busy. I promise you, though, if you will block time and use a self-discipline to meet with Jesus and break through the first part that seems a little boring. How many of you guys make that New Year's resolution and you go to the gym three times? And then you're done? Keep meeting with Jesus. Keep meeting with him, because I promise you all of a sudden there will be a shift and something will happen in your life and you will start seeing the fruit of the Spirit that will change you forever. Amen? Let's all stand together. Father, I so thank you. Lord, you really are joy. God, joy isn't dictated through circumstances, good, bad. We live in a crazy world, and I'm sure there's times it's going to get crazier. But I'm asking that as we even watch these last few weeks where it's okay to say that, you know what, I'm not happy today. But Lord, we don't live there. We don't stay there. That's not where we spend our life. We don't live our life in, man, I'm really going through it and I'm just going to be stuck here for the rest of my life. No, I'm really going through it, but I'm going to do what's ever necessary to get out of this. And if that means prayer, wisdom, counsel, accountability, then Jesus, help us. And some of you visiting today, if you're looking for a place where you want to really grow spiritually, you want to grow emotionally, you want to get honest and real. I don't mean religion. Anybody can get religion. Anybody can go to church and be religious. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship with a man who is real. And he'll bring you joy. He really will bring you joy. If that's what you're looking for, I just challenge you to come and learn and grow. And we're learning how to do it as a family. So let's all pray this prayer together. Let's say, Jesus, thank you so much for coming, for giving your life, your sacrifice for me, your love, your kindness, your gift. I receive your gift of love, your forgiveness. Today, I receive joy, love, and peace. Thank you that you love me so much that you came to give your life in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask if our prayer teams would come. If you need prayer for anything, we really do pray every single week. And it's really fun because as a staff and leadership team, we take hundreds of prayer requests and we pray over them. And week after week, we just watch God answer prayer. And we get to put up just a few every single week, but we get to watch God answer. And it's so fun to just talk with people and watch how God steps in to do the miraculous when there could be no other answer. There's many times when doctors don't have an answer for us. Amen. There are. When doctors look and go, hey, I'm sorry, we've done all that we can do. The cool thing is there's people in our church that were told that 10 years ago and said, you've got a year to live. God bless you. The good news is they're still here. They're still breathing. They're still living. And God's the healer. Amen. So God really, really, really does answer prayer. And so my encouragement is before you go, there's a ton of bake stuff out there. It's all on a donation level. If you want to get stuff, get gifts, go out on your way out, that'd be great. But if you need prayer for anything, our team is here to do that. And then Tuesday night, you guys, we're going to be here to have our candlelight service at 4 o'clock. We're going to be done in 55 minutes. I was messing with Jay. He's going to share a little bit. I was messing with him. 55 minutes. How many guys believe in miracles? So I want to pray for you guys as we go. Father, I know that we're in different places. I know that for some right now, this is a super hard season. I know for some that are going through it, this last few months, this year has been hard. Some of us have lost loved ones and friends, and it's been brutal. Others are in a great season where it's been a wonderful year. Lord, and some of us are in the in-between. I'm asking Jesus, as we are just literally a few days away from your birth and even a new year, would you open the heavens? Would you pour out your goodness? Would we stop and pay attention to your love? Would you open the heavens this morning? Jesus, you break in. You touch every heart. You touch every life. Lord, we love you so much. I pray for favor and blessing on everybody as we go today. Let this be an amazing week beyond what we could have dreamed or imagined. I pray for visions, dreams, and visitations of your love in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hug each other, love each other. God bless you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. Any of you guys that need prayer, please come and let us pray for you before you go today. God bless you guys.